fair and objective US fact check, so that you know your platforms are not used for those who are selling political messages to misinform audiences.
In a related development, the IDAQ has emphasized the importance of diversity in broadcasting, saying that diversified content is vital for national development. During a courtesy call visit, to Powerhouse Media Group headquarters, Mr. Naido expressed satisfaction with the institution's compliance levels. Meanwhile, Powerhouse Media Group Chief Executive Officer Mr. Kenny Tonga commended the authority for the official visit and reaffirmed his commitment to maintaining high compliance standards.
But other than that, part of the reason that I wouldn't say we have a lot of challenges is because as an institution, I think from inception, we have very, very good rapport with IBA. So everyone is familiar, and you know, unlike other institutions that that we do business with, I think we've created relationships with people in the IBA. They've always kept the door open. I don't think we've had any formal challenges at all, usually.
Opposition New Focus Party President Rachel Siamunene has called for sweeping reforms in Zambia's National Assembly, including the use of local languages in parliamentary debates and the removal of what he described as idols from parliament buildings. Speaking on the Power Breakfast Show, Dr. Siamunene questioned why English remains the sole language of debate in the House, saying it creates a barrier between members of parliament and citizens they represent. Drawing from his time as a former member of parliament for Sinazongwe, he said about 70% of his former constituents do not understand English. He argued that while politicians campaign in local languages such as Lodi and Bemba, they switch to English once elected, distancing themselves from voters. Dr. Siamunene pledged that under his leadership, the New Focus Party would push for reforms to allow lawmakers to debate in the languages spoken by their constituents. He also called for the removal of certain traditional symbols and artifacts within Parliament, describing them as dead animals and idols. He said there is need for what he termed a mental adjustment in how symbols are viewed, arguing that people should not bow to objects. Dr. Siamunene said their proposals form part of a broader plan to modernize parliamentary traditions and align them with Zambia's contemporary identity.
The parliament is a household representative. Those guys who are in parliament, like myself, I am from parliament. Only the people in Sabon, and 70% of the people there in Sabon do not understand English. How am I representing the UC if they're not understanding what I'm saying? Am I a good representative? No! When you go and campaign there, which is Sabon, you can see here, Sabon, you use Mozi, you use Bemba. But when you come into parliament, you use English. So let's speak the language of our own people that we are representing, that we can understand that yes, this is what we send to this man to go and see. So for us, we shall use our own language. There will be serious reforms in parliament there. Even those symbols that we, those animals that you are putting in parliament, they are those idols. They are doing nothing. That's idolatry. That is wrong. We need reforms, please. We need mental adjustment.
Youth, Sport and Arts Minister Elvis Nkandu has urged young people to take a leading role in shaping Zambia's development agenda, declaring that meaningful transformation can only be achieved through their direct involvement in decision-making processes. Speaking at the official launch of the European Union Youth Sounding Board, YSB, Mr. Nkandu said that the new Dawn administration remains committed to providing tangible, sustainable solutions to challenges affecting young people, emphasizing that youth participation should extend beyond consultation to active engagement, including representation in international negotiations. He highlighted government efforts to expand platforms for youth participation since 2021, including nationwide consultations that informed the state of the youth report. He also referenced legislative reforms under Bill 7, Act, now Act 13, which provides for youth representation in Parliament. In a symbolic challenge aimed at deepening international partnerships, Mr. Nkandu called on young Zambians